When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
May the 4th be with you always. It is May 4th today. So for all the rider geeks out there, ba't kayo nanonood dito? Dapat naglalaro kayo ng Jedi Survivor. So tonight we have two of our idols. These guys, they really are professionals. No, these guys are professional content creators. Bihira kami lumalabas. And Naj and Munch know this. But every time we go out, these guys are out there working and creating incredible content. Ibang level. So what I want to do today is learn from them on how we, Maki, Aris, and Buck, and myself, can be better content creators. So, welcome to the show, Naj.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me again to your Tunay na Rider na Malipit na show. And thank you. Here is our Moto Chismis. Lagi may chismis yan. Tapos, ito si Maki Moto, aspiring moto vlogger na lagay niya doon sa screen. Pero, hindi ito aspiring. Idol ko yan. Matagal na ito. Mga maybe, kilala ko ito. Maybe 5-7 years ago. So, thank you for inviting me again.
Always, man. And of course, yung younger brother niya. Si Moto Munch. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Good evening, guys. Good evening. Thanks for inviting. And it's a pleasure to be here. And my invite's a show. So, let's enjoy the show.
All right. And as always, we've got Maki Moto. We've got Moto Chismis. And si Buck nagluluto, so he'll be in and out of the frame. Si Naj, parang feeling ko relax na relaxed eh.
Oo nga eh, nakahiga. May nag-comment eh, sabi, ba't nakahiga si Naj?
Oo nga eh, chill na chill.
Hulaan nyo kung saan nakapatong yung, ano, yung cellphone niya.
Oo nga, hulaan
mo. Yeah, sila, si Munch, syempre pagod talaga ako. Almost 17 days continuously riding. I was riding from April 20. Yeah, April 20. April 20, 20 April 21, I started riding continuously every single day, starting from 6 a.m. Sometimes I finish my riding like 11 p.m.
And malakas I finish one of my Nudge, malakas ba yung kita ng Grab? Huh? Marami kang delivery? 6 a.m. hanggang ano? Marami ba?
Yeah, marami ako ng delivery sa iba-ibang region.
So, Cross Island, inter-island delivery si Nudge.
Yes, even with the Roro.
Cross Island yung delivery.
Hardcore talaga. Now, okay, I want to ask both of you, and Nudge kind of touched on this before. And I guess Nudge has a different story and Monch has a different story. But how did you guys get into motorcycle content creation? I know Nudge, I mean, you're not from here. What brought you here and what made you say, I want to tell these stories. I want to visit all these beautiful places all around the Philippines. Did you do that before or was this something you discovered here? And Monch, you came out of... Like, I mean, grabe, ang laki na ng following mo, ang ganda na ng content mo. What made you decide to get into content creation? Let's start with your older brother, Nudge.
Older brother talaga.
Yeah. So, I was here almost, I am here almost 20 years in the Philippines. But I start riding 2010 here in the Philippines. So, from there, I have so many friends, but I don't have any clubs to ride with. I was riding with maybe or two or three friends who has a motorcycle. So I was riding with them. Then I made so many friends. Then I joined with the different clubs. Then in 2020, before 2020, I was riding with so many content creators. So people knows me through their channels by my name because I always buy the latest motorcycle, then I let them use it first. So I let them try first my motorcycle, then they make the content about my motorcycle, and I ride with them. Some of the motorcycle, I will be the one getting the first in the Philippines. So I
okay, let them... Wait, Nudge, before we go into your content creator, one, what brought you to the Philippines? Where are you from originally? And how can you afford all these expensive freaking bikes, man?
Yeah. So I am from Dubai. I came here 20 years ago because why I came to Philippines? Because I love Filipino people and I love Philippines. So I used to come here Philippines before I settled here. I used to visit here in the Philippines. Then in Dubai, most of my staff are Filipinos. So I love you guys, Filipinos. So I decided to settle here. Also, I married a Filipina here. My wife is a Filipina. So I said, I start to settle here. Then you ask me how I buy all my motorcycle. I am not a content creator. I am a businessman. I have businesses. So content creation is my passion and riding is my passion.
How can you run a business and be like riding for a month straight, man?
Yeah, my business goes through only... Yeah, my business is, let's say, about through online, all digital. So I can just make a phone call and my business will run.
Galing, galing. All right, so you started riding. You were riding with content creators. You had the coolest bikes. You lent it to them. And then what happened?
Then on 2020, my wife asked me, why don't you make a content? So I don't know how to make a content. Then she was pushing me for maybe 6-7 months. Then I don't have any camera or something. I don't have even YouTube channel. I have only the YouTube. I subscribe for the subscription. I put Nudge Abdul. That was my name. Then email address for the subscribing for others. Then I put my camera on one of my motorcycle on the tank. Without talking anything. I don't know how to speak on the motor blogging. Then I write to Marilake and I upload the video without anything, with only the wind noise you can see here. So when I upload the video, in one day I got 7,000 subscribers.
Wow.
So one day, 7,000 subscribers and the video, that is my Kamote ride.
That was content talaga, click the click,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, that is one video I first did. Then after 1 week, I bought some microphone. Then I start to speaking, but that is bulol-bulol na mga salita ko. But it was clicking, it was going. And I got my 100,000 subscribers within 3 months.
Galing, galing. That is so impressive, Natch.
So so many people ask me how you get that thing. Because when you watch, till today, when you watch my videos, I always put my videos raw. I don't put any effects. I don't put anything scripted. Whatever coming in my mind, I will speak. Whatever I see, I show them. So I
and
don't
hindi ka naka-beauty filter.
Ana, wala. Walang beauty filter. Always. This is my... I am a native Filipino. This is my color.
I was telling the guys kanina, si Naj talaga tisoy yan. Pero dahil araw-araw nag-ride, mitan. All right, Munch. Yan. I like the jersey, man. PMT, Philippine Motorcycle Tourism.
Q815.
So, Q815. Oh, speaking of Q815, David Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is one of my favorite caps. I love Q815. They rock. They're awesome. Appreciate the support. We'll chat soon. We'll have you guys on the show.
Yeah, Q815. They are the one you see. See my
Q815 ka rin?
Of course.
Ma,
yes.
Ako rin.
Ako rin. Naka Q815.
Q8. Ito, Q8.
Sana all. What I'm wearing. All.
ano ba? Kung paano ako nag-start maging content creator. Nag-start ako actually nung pandemic. Nung time na kausuhan ng motor. Doon yung official, naging official rider ako. Kasi during those times, talagang wala kang magawa sa bahay, di ba? So, sobrang bored ako. Eventually, I got into motorcycle riding. Tapos, yung brother ko, sabi niya, ba't di ka bumiling GoPro? GoPro ka para at least napapanood natin yung mga rides natin, nakikita natin sa ano. So, doon ako nag-start actually. Wala talaga akong plano. Kasi mahihain ako eh, totoo lang eh. Mahihain ako sa harap ng camera. And yun, yung brother ko nag-push sa akin, sabi niya, push mo yan, mag ano ka, para at least, kumbaga meron tayong videos ng mga ride natin, yung mga pinupuntahan. So doon, eventually, nakilala ko si Naj. Actually, si Naj siya nag-push sa akin, isa sa mga mag-create ng videos. And siya rin nag-guide sa akin kung paano gumawa. Kaya kami naging magkaibigan ni Naj. Yun.
May bayad yan.
May bayad.
Magkano yung bayad sa ano? Kasi aspiring.
Iwas ko lang.
May referral like mamaya.
yung meet ko si Monch na isang ride ko, kasama ko si Senator JV sa Tagaytay. Actually, we having a breakfast ride with Senator JV. And Monch is start his blog maybe few months before. And he came to me and he said, sabi niya, Sir Naj, may picture ako sa iyo. Sabi ko, sige. Sir, may vlog din ako. Sabi ko, sige, ito na lang sabihin mo anong vlog mo sa camera ko. So, he actually tell his page and his channel. I put it on my video. Then after maybe 2-3 months, Monch asked me if he could drive to Marintuque to do a safety riding seminar for the governor. So me and his brother and some of our guys, we went to promote safety riding seminar in Marintuque.
Marintuque,
so yes. Then after, Monch is always looking for a ride, and when we having a that time we had a ride to PMT ride to
Catanduanes.
So Catanduanes, I on the list for the PMT ride, and Monch was with us and with so many motor blogger, we start to push his page and the channel, and we give him some ideas how to create a content, and he's become a good content creator. Walang halong chemical doon. Yun ang gusto ko. Ganun talaga gusto ko ng content creation. Hindi lang, marami na mga content creator dito sa Pilipinas. we cannot force everyone to do, you know, the good content. As long as we can push them to do, when we create a content that influence people not to make, you know, bad things in the Kalsada and showing to the your viewers to influence the things what you do.
Okay. That's great insight. Aba.
May tanong ako kay Nad. Follow up dun sa sinabi niya. Ano yung moment o pangyayari na, kasi nung una, di ba, kamote content yung ginawa mo, kaya ka sumikat eh. So, paano mo naisip na dapat hindi ganun ang nilalabas ng mga content?
It's not because of I did the kamote content, that's why I become sikat.
Hindi yun.
I just said that when people knows me from different content creators by my name. So when I upload the video, because people were waiting, because I can see their comments before I was creating a content. They were asking me, sir, blog current, sir. So when I did a video, it was a blast. So people start to subscribe my channel. So then only one video I made. One video.
Yun yung first.
That is my first video. That also I did take the video also. Hindi yung Thai content ko nang sikat sa akin. I only made one content, one video. That was not for to upload because everybody was pushing me. So I upload the video. That is only 6 minutes video. Then after I start to make my video by myself, going for a ride, meeting people, what I was doing right now. So that video doesn't make me a sikat. That video made me a bad guy right now because after that video, remember, that video was in my channel for maybe 3 months or 4 months. Then I start to promoting the safety riding because my channel is getting boost and so many government officials, the law enforcement, they asked me for interviews and everything. So they asked me if I could promote the safety riding. So I said, okay. So what happened? That my first video, that is my 3 years ago video, people just make a screenshot. So until today, people are posting and calling me Kamote.
Kamote ka pa rin naman hanggang ngayon. Nudge.
Tingin ko yung nagpasikat kay Nudge yung pinakain siya na itlog ng security guard. Naalala mo ba yun?
No, wala akong video. Wala akong
video. Kumain siya ng itlog ng security guard?
I don't have a channel that time because I don't have a channel or Facebook page. My profile has so many followers. If you look at my profile, I have almost, I think, 35,000 followers on my profile. So what happened? There is one dealer. They didn't release my ORCR for 2 years. So I just identified. Yeah,
alam ko yan.
Just to make a noise and it went viral.
Oh, lupit nun, pare.
Sino yun? Sino yun?
Basta, di namin sasabihin kung sino.
One of the dealer. Yeah, one of the dealer.
Pagpunta niya doon, pinalabas si Nudge kasi lunch break daw. Tapos, sabi niya sa guard, bakit mo pinapalabas? Lunch break ba? Sabi, lunch break. Tapos sinusubuan si Nudge sa itlog. Ito, gusto mo itlog? Gusto mo itlog? Oh my God. Pero, hindi pa nagko-content si Nudge that time. So, when he transitioned, all his content became road safety and then, ayan.
But I know this Maki before. Maki knows me before I was become a content creator. We were friends from before I was making a content. And because I was with so many content creators, that's why people knows me. people knows me when they are using the, you know, new bikes. They knows that is came from me. That is the reason people knows me. That's a one of the reason I got very easily my subscribers and followers.
Okay, I have a question. Well, Naj, you've already kind of shared how your content is different. It is unfiltered. It is an outsider's perspective as well that shows us the beauty of our country. Kasi iba kung ano eh, tayo, pero it's a different perspective. It makes you appreciate it more, no? Na somebody would relocate their lives and come to the Philippines. And Naj, you kind of touched on how Motomonch also has a unique voice. There's so many content creators out there. The challenge for us, Maki, Aris, and Bak. Well, si Aris, alam na niya eh. Chismis lang eh. Yun ang habol niya. Diba? yun ang angle. It's in the name. But how do you guys create that unique voice? How do you find that voice? And Monch, what makes you guys different? Let's start with Monch.
Kasi for me, yung content namin ni Naj is really focused on, yun nga, what I've said, yung riding safety. Tapos, eventually, na-involve na rin kami sa motorcycle tourism. So, dun kami nagpo-focus ni Naj. So, actually, kasi mas maganda i-promote yung, yun nga, riding safety and Philippine motorcycle tourism. Kasi, like what Naj said, dati may mga kamote content din sa aminado rin naman talaga siya. Pero, maganda nga ngayon, nabago niya yung kanyang content. And, mas naging interesting kasi, lalo na yung yung sa tourism, kasi of course napopromote natin yung mga places na hindi pa napupuntahan. So ayun,
yung isa pa iba yung why I change it to, you know, I was promoting safety riding on from last year. Then when Senator JB, he ask us to promote the moto tourism. So I feel that, you know, anyway, we are riding. We have a camera. We have a voice. When we create a content and we can show to our riding community that if you can also do the same thing, you can just visit this place. Ipon lang, every day, maybe 25 pesos or 50 pesos. When you put it in somewhere, maybe in 6 months, you don't have to spend so much of money. You can just visit this kind of place because Philippines is one of the very, very beautiful country in the world. So there are so many things we can experience in the nature, in the people, the kindness, the beauty of the places. So many things we can experience. So when Senator JV asked me, Naj, how can you promote the Philippine motorcycle tourism? Then I told Senator JV, when we start the PMT on 2021, after the first ride, then after 1 month, I told Senator JV, I am going around all over the Philippines. I went for 30 days. I was roaming around all over the Philippines. I was creating the video. So, and because of that, so many people got inspired and some of them, they went and seeing the beauty of the Philippines. So, that is malaking halaga sa akin yan. So, isip mo, if I am riding only motorcycle on the city and speaking the same thing every single day, and walang kwenta doon eh. And I see, when you create a content, you should have any purpose. For example, if I am creating a content, if I am going for a ride, and if I speak about safety riding, or this is the way you have to ride, or riding technique, that is my purpose. Okay, this is my purpose for this content that I am creating. Or if I am going out for promoting tourism, that is my purpose that, you know, some of them will follow and they will do the same thing. So because of this Senator JV and the Jet Li, mga iba-iba, mga ambassador lahat, nagawa nila itong Philippine motorcycle tourism. Because of that, so many places, they are making event through Philippine motorcycle tourism right now. And we have another event is coming on May 21 in Iloilo because of the Philippine motorcycle tourism.
Hello, people of the earth. This is Red, host of Bago Matulog with Red Olguero, wherein I don't use this voice. It's actually a late night show podcast. My guests are people who are very passionate about what they do, and we talk about that. So check it out on Spotify or wherever you hear your podcasts. Just search Bago Matulog with Red Olguero.
Okay, I have a question to you guys. You, 'di ba, kayong dalawa idol namin kayo eh. 'Di ba? Sino ang mga idol nyo na content creator? And ano yung nagustuhan nyo sa ginagawa nila that you also apply to you guys?
Okay. We cannot say names because there are hundred thousands of, you know, content creator. We don't name that is, you know, we only focus on the sikat na motoblogger. You know, when you look at my page, I invite all the aspiring motobloggers to come and come comment their page. And I follow them, and even MotoMods. And we actually did last month, we create a server in the Discord, and we invite all the aspiring motobloggers to join, and we guide them, you know, how to create a content, you know, how to bring the audience, how to get the engagement. We actually did that this last month. We are keep doing with other motobloggers probably this month also. The thing is, we cannot say, you know, this only our idol, this is the one we follow. Because when you look at it, in the motorcycle motoblogging community, so many aspiring motoblogger, grabe, galing-galing talaga, sobrang magaling na content creator sa Pilipinas. Pero lack of, you know, attention, they are still there. They are not going up. Only people are following the mga sikat-sikat na motoblogger with names. So that's me and Moj, what we did is last month, we were talking, I said, Moj, we will call all the aspiring motobloggers to join us a community, and we can ask them to link their share their pages to our page, and we like the page and we follow them. And when we have a, you know, stage, and we have a, when we can speak all together, so we can give them some more ideas, and they create more good content. Grabe, wala. Me, I don't see any, I don't have any idol na follow. I watch everyone. I learn from everyone.
Pero yeah, imposible wala kang favorite.
Mon, tanong natin si Mon.
Teka, may tanong ako kay Nudge.
Okay, okay.
Ba't di mo kami inimbitahan doon sa Discord?
next month, kayo naman.
next month ulit.
No, we actually, I post already, and we will be putting some of the guests for the stage. And people will be there, and there is all the aspiring motobloggers I am inviting. So they will be there. They can just put the hands up and they can speak to you guys, and you can give them some ideas also. Especially when it's come to you, when it's come to, you know, the motoblogging, Makimoto, Iba, and you are there. And we are nothing in front of you guys. Trust me, you guys are still the pioneers. We are just, you know, in...
Sabi siya, idol mo kami.
Sandali. Okay. Before we go and ask Motomon kung sino yung idol niyo, because feeling ko diretso yung sagot ni Motomon. actually, no. Sige, tanong natin si Motomon. Sino yung mga idol mo na content creators? Even na international.
Ako bukod kay Nudge, si Jet Li, of course. Kasi pure motovlogger talaga. Kasi meron dyan motovlogger na kuno. Nakamotor, pero it's not about motorcycle yung content. So marami kasing gano'n eh, di ba?
When he say, you
tulad
know,
lang?
Ano yung kuno? Teka lang, ano yung motovlogger? Ano yung motovlogger kuno?
No, when he say, Monch said, marami na mga motovlogger dito. Pero when you see, if you want to see the genuine motoblogger, when you ride with somebody, you will see the reaction of the people. Reaction of the people in front of you. that is where you see the genuine motovlogger. There are thousands of motovloggers there. But we saw in our eyes, there are, we can just count few only, really few.
Pag, ibig sabihin, pag motovlogger ko, no, hindi sila kilala sa actual riding community. Is that right?
Parang somehow ganun. Yung sikat sila sa ibang pag-vlog, pero nakamotor sila. Tapos nag-motor. Yung marami naman ganyan eh. Marami naman ganun.
Parang nasasaktan ako ah.
Hindi ah, rider ka naman talaga eh.
Okay. Sakit naman ni Monch magsalita.
Hindi, sa totoo lang. Kasi parang nahahaluan na yung, ano, yung pag-motovlog ng ibang nagbo-vlog lang, tapos nagmo-motor. Kasi iba yung talagang yung content, like Nudge, makita mo naman si Nudge, talagang it's purely moto-vlogging. Walang halong iba, walang ibang content, kundi motor lang talaga.
So, we've got, I mean, we were with you guys in the Negros ride, no? And I met some really incredible content creators. Yan, si, ano, si Suki Moto,
yeah,
si Umiko, J4. And Kapo, all of them. Kapo. And all of them.
Kapo. Yeah.
I think most of them. Yung nakausap ko. Ang grabe ang ganda ng content like you. But they all have day jobs. Right? For them, yeah, it is passion. It comes out of their pocket. They buy their own gear. Kasi it's hard to make money as a content creator, no? Tunay na rider, I consider we create content, no? But we're lucky na, one, we've got a great partner in Podcast Network Asia. So kahit walang sponsor or yung sponsor in kind, okay lang kay Podcast Network Asia. and Mackie, Buck, Aris, myself, we all have day jobs, no?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys making money? Can it support your motorcycle content creation or do you have day jobs?
Nudge ko muna.
Ako na.
Matanda mo na, matanda mo na.
Okay. See. If you are a content creator, see, there are everybody wants to be a content creator. If you want to be a motovlogger, you make sure na you really have to invest. And your ROI, it will not come very easily. Okay? See, the thing is, people are thinking, you know, biglang sikat na. Because when you're really doing a moto blogging, and there are only few are making money. Okay? People are ride motorcycle and make different content and saying moto blogging, they make money. You understand? You got my point. See, they ride and they make different content and they get so much of views and they make money. But if you purely you want to be a moto blogger, you have to invest your gear, you have to invest your time, you have to you know, lose your family time. But when you invest 50,000, that 50,000 ROI will come maybe in a year. Maybe in one video will click, maybe you will cover your ROI. That is depends on the video, how you get viral and something. But if you look at it, some of the problem is the social media right now. The algorithm of YouTube and Facebook is totally different. And that is, they are very, very strict. In YouTube, if you want to have a subscriber, it's very hard to get a subscription because not all the people here in the Philippines or everywhere, they're not having the YouTube account to subscribe you. They just search your name and watch your video. Okay, you don't get subscribe. The other thing, the Facebook is in YouTube. I will just tell you the ROI, CRM. The money you get. In YouTube, 1,000 views, you get maybe $1.50 or $1.70. That is less than 100 pesos in 1,000 views. So if your viewers from outside from Philippines, you get more dollars, like a $2 or $3. Facebook, if you want a $1 or $3, you have to have a 10,000 views. Okay, it's pero in Facebook it's very easy to get engagements because everybody use Facebook. So there are two things. One, if you want to have an international sponsorships or collaboration, you need to have a more subscribers on your YouTube channel. They only look at your YouTube channel. They don't care about your Facebook followers because Facebook, like a TikTok, followers will come. Anybody click on it, you will follow. But in the Philippines, if you have a Facebook followers, you get collaboration. So there are two things, two type of algorithm, two type of people. Those are the things I have to understand. But if you ask me, do you make money to cover up your old trips and making content and all? No. Wala talaga. You really have to spend from your pocket to cover up your old expenses when you're riding in a 1 month.
So a lot of people's perception, the reason they get into content creation and vlogging, they see your content and they're like, ay, laki ng kita ni Naj, nakabili ng Goldwing. Nakaka-ride for 1 month. Nakaka-stay sa ganitong resort. Right? But the reality is, it isn't. It's not. It is your passion. You're spending your own money. You still have to work.
You still have to work. You still really have to work. You make sure na when you want to be a content creator, you make sure you have a full-time work. Your content, your videos will not feed your family. Trust me. See.
Alam ko na kung saan kumikita. Diba? Alam ko na kung saan kumikita. Sa mga jersey. Tinabas si Maki, tahimik lang.
Si Maki, libon-libon yung jersey na binibenta eh.
So there are so many people. There are so many people on the social media. They message me, sir, I can see you have you riding here, how you spending money and all the stuff. Before I am become a content creator, I have everything.
Yep.
This is nothing came from the videos or something.
Okay, Munch, after you heard what Nad said, magka-content creator ka pa ba?
Hindi na, para kayo ako na. Tatrabaho na lang ako. Magne-negosyo na lang ako.
Basta ako pinag-aaksaya ng panahon to.
Hindi, yung isip ng tao, marami na mga aspiring content creators, they are thinking is very easy to get money. So, if you want to get money on the Facebook, you really have to have 10,000 followers. And your 10,000 followers is very hard to get. And you need to have a good content. So it's not easy. And in 10,000 followers when you get, and you post a video, and the 10,000 followers going to watch your whole of them, not going to watch. Even they watch the 10,000 of them, you only get $2.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, that's $2, not even your gas money. How about your beer you bought?
Yung business model ng tunay na rider, I'll give you a perfect example. Kumita na kami with this episode because of you guys. Sabi niya, bibigyan tayo ng tiktisang jersey. Oh,
masaya na kami doon.
Masaya na yun.
Share ko lang ah. Meron kasi kaming sideline ni Iba paggabi.
Uy, wag mo ikwento.
Hindi, ipopromote na rin natin eh. So every night, 10 p.m. onwards, nasa Aurora Boulevard kami, Betigo, Belmonte Station. Hanapin niyo lang yung Boy Zone.
790.
Kala ko sa Adonis
eh. Entrance. Ano na yun? Sikat na yun.
Iba. One of the thing.
Aspiring pala. aspiring.
There are content creator make lots of money. Okay? They only
sino?
Say
Sino?
Motoblog, they only say put the name Motoblog, but nothing is related to motoblogging. Okay?
Yun. Yun yung sinasabi ko kanina, di ba?
They create iba-ibang content and it has so much of views and they spend little bit of money and make it triple or 10 times or 50 times more. So there are different content they make just putting the name of motoblogging. But if you are a pure motoblogger and you really don't make so much of money, but there are a pure motoblogger there who really have a little bit of their can cover up their money or their expenses. Like a Reed, he always accept that one. Reed, he has a 1.6 million subscribers. That is not easy. That is one of the hard thing you have to do. 1.6 million subscribers on YouTube is not an easy way. Also, Mototech, they all create pure moto blogging, and people love to watch their videos. And they deserve to make money.
Authentic yun eh. Totoong content.
Very,
yun.
Very authentic.
Yun.
Yeah.
Authentic motoblogger.
That is a pure motobloggers there. That is a pure motobloggers. Pero marami na mga dito sa social media, marami na mga channel dito, motoblog lang. Pero iba yung content. Hindi kami count dyan.
Ano ba yung ginagawa nila?
Yung motoblog ko no, na sinasabi ko, maaari.
Kumikita ka ba? Are you on the path to ano, or do you still have to work a 9-to-5 job to maintain and pursue this passion of riding?
Actually, ano ako, may day job talaga ako. And pastime ko lang to actually itong vlogging. Eh. Pastime ko lang. Kasi, yun nga, sabi nga nila, mahirap kumita ng magkaroon ng income dito sa motovlogging. Kailangan talaga dyan, 100% ka, sobrang galing mo gumawa ng content, di ba? Eh, mahirap, actually, mahirap talagang gawin. So, ako, sinasabi nga ni Nudge, Mon, focus ka din sa, ano mo, sa pagbablog mo, para, at least tumaas pa yung, ano ko, followers. Pero sabi ko nga, meron akong day job na hindi ko pwedeng iwan na ito yung nakakapag-provide sa family ko eh. So, yun nga. Pastime ko lang talaga to.
Parang kumonti yung viewers natin nung sinabi nilang dito sila kumikita eh. So, di nga bumagsak yung nama ko.
Shout out natin si our idol, Raymond Gabriel.
Yan. Yes,
Raymond.
Yan na.
Jerry Pumoso.
Kasama
ko man.
He's one of the guy who push us to promote the beauty of the Philippines, and he was there to support me all the way. Grabe talaga si Sir Raymond. You know, when I told him last
first time I told him
Sir Raymond, I am going for a, you know, Philippine tour. It's not a Philippine look, Philippine tour. So Philippine tour, I want to do it all over the Philippines. I didn't expect, and he was in my doorstep, and he was there to send off me. He and Ma'am Malu.
Yeah, sobrang power couple niyan. Sir Raymond and Ma'am Malu. Shout out.
Yes. Breakfast ride lang sa kalam.
Oo, lakas breakfast ride.
Yeah. Ito, sabi ko lang ano, bro, bago tayo na wrap up, na sabi ko lang sa mga, marami na mga blogger, they want to be a blogger or aspiring blogger, na they are watching this video. I just want to tell you this one. We told so many of the aspiring motobloggers that if you have a day job, please continue. Never leave a job. Just to make sure na this is your just a passion, not just your day job. If you really leave the job and if you come to the motoblogging or content creating, your family going to be kawawa. Talaga. It's going to be so mahirap talaga. This especially in social media, talaga wala talaga eh. Because when there is, you not get engagement or if any small violation on your page, you are done. You will be kawawa for next day. So you make sure na you really have the proper income. Then when you have a time, you create a content for your viewers and make sure you always influence your good side of you. Even kamute ka sa kalsada, wag mo na lang pakita sa video. Because like I said, Monch, when I write, I don't write slowly, I write fast. Like before, I write fast. Everybody knows, whoever riding with me, even today, I write fast with my limits. But I don't show to my viewers that, you know, I do fast, I go this fast, or I do kamute things on the kalsada. Because we can see there are maybe 100,000 of people are following me. If some of them, they idolize me and they want to do the same, if something happened to them, I will never, you know, forgive myself. So, like every time I mention to all the bloggers, wherever I go, I tell them to make sure that they create a good content to influence our good side of us.
Di ba, Alin, at saka ipopost ko na lang yung mga video mo na, ano, kamote ka. Nasakit pa lahat yun.
Yan ang monetization model ni Monch. Mag-ride siya with Nudge sa likod and yung video na si Nudge and then blackmail.
Pinapatapos ko kay Nudson.
Bro, meron na mga content creator ng ganyan eh. See, we are a one group as a ride. Okay? When we ride, we have our rules to follow. So, iba, there is a people. This is a thing, okay? There is a so many fame whore people on the social media. Okay? They really don't know how to create a content. They just wanted to create a content with your friend, using your friend. And there is maybe Moch knows someone I am talking. So there are
I know, take
videos behind you and they treat you as a shit in front of everybody and they become a superhero.
Wow.
There are so many. I kicked them out from my life.
Wow. Mamaya after nito
pag-usapan. Motor-tismish yan, brother.
Mamaya sa backstage pag-usapan natin yan.
No. That is one of the things you have to understand because we motor bloggers, we don't show to our viewers our bad side of us. But there are some of them, fame whore, they only use your friend to get more attention and they didn't think about your friendship and what we have to follow. I think all the content creators have to understand that when you write with another content creator, you make sure na everybody follow the rules.
Tagal ko na di narinig yung term na fame whore, ah. Parang mga 10 years ago pa.
Yeah, meron na marami.
Marami nga yan.
Basa ko na, comment ako dyan.
Ayoko na ako yung salita. Pamaya na lang.
Okay, well, that was our show. Thank you. Uy, Aris, ba't ang tahimik mo?
Di, nakikinig ako kay Nudge. Marami siyang tips na magaganda eh. At saka to si Nudge, parang battle tested yan eh. Nababash siya, parang hindi siya nababother. Kasi yung ibang content creator, parang takot sa bashing. Eh talagang ganon, di ba Nudge? If you're standing
for siya. Parang ganon.
Aris, this is the thing. When you're speaking the reality, wala kang pakialam sa basher. Because you stand for the truth.
Totoo yun. Saka iba-iba rin kasi ng ano yan eh. Iba-iba ng opinion yung mga viewers.
Because when you look at, you see, there are people are, only one thing is you have to understand, any content creator, don't please your viewers. If they like your video, they watch your video. If they don't like it, it's okay. As long as on your internet, on your channel, when you are get old, you can watch your memories. That is only the thing I am making videos. I don't please my viewers to watch my videos.
Actually,
if you're pleasing your viewers, then you are not making a content. You're pleasing to watch your videos. So when I say something, I know where I am standing. I only speak for the truth and I stand for the truth. So if somebody doesn't like my page, doesn't like what I speak, they can just get out from my page anytime. I always tell them.
Nudge, malinaw na yan sinabi mo, ha? So imposible. Imposible na gagawa ka ng ano, dede content. Marami nag-aabang daw eh.
Nade-demonetize tayo eh.
Marami nag-aabang.
Kaya may nababayulation eh.
Oo nga eh. Okay. Moving along.
Ande, atay ko rin yan.
Yung ano, anong magandang segue? Tunay na rider, obviously, too lazy to think about what other people think. You know what I mean? It is us hanging out with cool people like Monch and you, Naj, and kind of just chatting and learning about you guys. It's an excuse to hang out. Hindi kami nag-adjust ng content, hindi kami nag-adapt, but
hindi kami nagpapakita ng dede o gano'n.
We pick the right people. You know what I mean? Medyo curated yung sino yung gine-guest namin. Because you guys are people we're aligned with. You know, responsible riders, people who love exploring the country, people who have great stories to tell.
Kaya, tingnan mo, wala kaming pakialam sa kung sino nanonood sa amin. Wala rin kami kinikita.
Pare tayo lahat.
Oo.
Yung ano, yung question ni Moto Chismis na sabi niya yung ano, yung content na hindi maganda. There was I was mentioning to, you know, the our lady vloggers. See, only the thing is I was promoting the safety riding. Safety riding, it comes with the helmet, comes with the riding gear. I only mentioned when you ride, please wear proper riding gear and influence your viewers to wear riding gear. That was only my... There is nothing else. So the thing is, there are so many of them got affected. So it's not my problem. I was speaking generally. Because there are so many content creators, they are actually endorser of so many riding gears. Then, why don't you use that brand? They are actually paying you monthly. They are made you as a collaborator. Why don't you promote that brand wearing a riding gear and showing you on your videos? It was a general question. And marami na
tayo.
Basta sa tunay na rider, we only promote brands that we like and we use. Like Q815.
Thank you, Bill Mola.
You only use quality riding gear. Available in Ride Manila, Makati, and
Alabang.
The best lang, the best on Ride Manila.
The best.
Oh, tsaka yung
wala next siyang pinagkaiba sa ano no, sa mga yung mga vlogger na pumupunta sa mga kainan na masarap daw pero pag tinikman mo hindi naman talaga masarap.
Totoo ba 'yan?
Tapos na ata yung pedicure ni Nudge. Nudge, di ba tapos yung pedicure mo?
Nagpapaputs pa yan.
Okay naman, susunod.
Tanong natin si ano si I have a question for Aris. Aris, anyway, Moto Chismister. Diba, how you plan to create a page as a Moto Chismis?
My Moto Chismis will always be 99.9% true.
Okay, so
bakit? May chismis na totoo eh. Diba?
Chismis na totoo.
Yes. May chismis na hindi totoo. May chismis na totoo. Yung chismis is a term na parang ano yan eh, parang sumisingaw, leakage, mga ganun. Eh ngayon, basta hawak mo yung truth, chismis man yan, totoong chismis pa rin yan. And it depends kung sino yung nagdadala ng chismis.
Okay.
Tsaka depende kung aaminin mo o hindi.
Oh, yun, isa pa yan. Bato sa langit yan eh.
Diba? So, Makimoto, so, you were creating so many contents before. Tapos, I met you last year, then he told me that, you know, I am, bro, I am not, wala ako sa mood. Sabi ko sa kanya, Maki, pag hindi ka natuloy, bugbugin kita. So, ngayon, talaga, natuloy na siya.
So, natakot sa'yo eh.
Takot ako eh.
Creating content because most of the viewers or most of the people doesn't know that one. Maki was creating content before any old blogger. Even that is a short videos he was creating. Before Maki, anyone else here in the Philippines, Iba was making the camcorder videos with motor.
High 8 pa nun.
Oo.
Hindi naman, mini TV.
Ang GoPro ni Iba, CCTV.
Actually, totoo yun. No, totoo yun. I got a CCTV camera, kinabit ko sa digital, sa mini DV, and yun ang kinabit para ko sa camera, motor. And then nasa tank yung camera, tank bag. So may yung CCTV na camera, yun ang kinabit ko sa motor.
Kailan yan?
2000... Four?
Like I said kanina, that, you know, we are nothing in front of these pioneer boys are here. We are just, you know, new people are here, but it was an honor to be with this, you know, this discussion. Talaga, it's an honor talaga.
20 years, hindi pa kumikita.
alam mo why? Because you guys are came to ask us, you guys can give us some ideas. We should ask you to give us an idea how we can improve our videos. Also, mga viewers dito, if ever you have any suggestion for us, so what you want to hear or what you want to us to create for you, we will do that. And we always welcome the suggestion. We don't actually create, we don't want to stick to one perspective, you know, yung matter only. We wanted to explore everything. So if you have any suggestion, please comment below. So we will do that one in the future.
Hi, Stan C here. Just dropping by to let you know that I have my own podcast called On Deck with Stan C, where I interview iconic radio personalities as well as my friends in the radio industry. We talk about their origin stories, their most memorable on-air moments, the radio industry in the digital age, and so much more. So, if you're a radio head, just like me, make sure to follow and subscribe to On Deck with Stan C, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcast fix.
Okay, so I'll give you my...
naman ang pag-uusapan si Aris na yun eh.
Yeah, I'll give you my advice, no? The reason it's running a marathon for me, no? The reason that we've been able to keep Tunay na Rider alive for so long, steady lang kami, is because it is something that we can do regularly every week, no? 148 episodes na tayo. And it's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kahit walang pumapasok ng pera, you know what we get out of it? We get to hang out with you guys. We get to meet a lot of
people. You make a lot of friends.
We make a lot of friends. And then, Aris, Buck, Maki, and myself, we have an excuse to hang out and go to Motoclide. Right? We have an excuse to tell our wives na, uy, magra-ride kami, may gagawin kami, magra-dabaw kami, magna-negros. And okay lang. And ako, panalo na ako doon eh. Pero sana kumita. Ang
dami mong voice eh.
Ako, yun yung isang magandang ano eh. Magandang benefit ng pagra-ride. Marami ka nakikilala. Marami ka naging kaibigan. Diba?
You know, we
speaking
got...
Speaking about riding, are, ano ah, itong dalawa lagi magkasama to eh, si Nudge tsaka si Monch. Are, can you describe each other? Yung ano, riding style, behavior sa kali, yung mga kwentuhan nyo. Ano lang, mga maikli lang, maikli lang. Parang mga words of endearment sa isa't isa.
Ako mauna. Sige. Si Nudge, kami ni Nudge talaga magkabaliktad kami nito eh. Si Nudge kasi mabilis talaga magpatakbo to eh. Sobrang bilis ito magpatakbo. And yung mabilis na safe naman, yung ganun siya, hindi naman siya yung alanganin na sa corners or kakain ng lane, hindi naman siya ganun. Sa kanya na rin ang galing, talagang paspas siya lagi. So, kaya pag nagra-ride kami niyan, pag nakakardo kami, sinasabi yan naman, Monch, ano ba? Inantok na ako. Ganun-ganun. Ganun siya. ganun siya sa akin. Kaya nag-aaway kami yan. Yeah. Nag-aaway pa kami yan. One time, kwento ko, no, nung ano kami, nagpunta kami ng Marinduque on the way to Quezon kami. Sa port ng Balanacan port na tayo. Iting doon, sabi sa akin ni Nudge, Monch, ano ba? Inantok na ako. Yeah, ganun ako. Sabi ko, magkita lang tayo sa port. Puro ka ganyan. Baka madiskrasya pa ako. Kasi syempre, ayoko na madiskrasya eh. Kaya sabi ko, mauna ka na. Wala siya magawa. Inaantay niya ako. Hindi ganun din, di ba?
Yeah.
Yan yun.
Yung ano, because for me is, Monch is one of the very, very safe rider. Trust me. If you ride with Monch, you really feel sleepy. Very safe rider. Me, I am a very defensive rider. I ride fast in my defensive way. I know where to stop and where to stop my bike, whatever bike I use. So when we ride with Monch and his brother and our friends, we keep facing. And when Monch said, "Oh, Nudge, pag andok ka na, una ka muna.
Una ka na. Una ka na."
Yeah, I will just go home. I just leave them because the thing is, I saw Monch and his brother and our friend circle are very, very. We are very close, and we don't have any issues on the ride. We stay together and we ride safe. Also, whenever I ride, if I don't feel comfort on my spare head, I will go fast because I don't follow the people, you know, if I am not comfortable with. I always make sure I will be on the first because some of the places I feel that I am going to crash because of the rider in front of me. Oh, you want to know Moto Chismis? Okay, let me speak about Moto Chismis. Ask me about our experience. I will tell you what happened with me with Moto Chismis. We ride to Mindoro for Philippine motorcycle tourism. We are pagod and the Moto Chismis come to the room and he had a 3 beer and he slept for the 16 hours. He didn't wake up. That was my experience with the Moto Chismis in one room.
Yeah. Oh, tama. Ngayon, alam ko na, Nudge, naging roommates tayo. Pare, ngayon ko lang na-prove na glow in the dark ka talaga.
Ako, experience ko dyan kay Nudge sa room. Ano tayo nun? Albay ata tayo nun, Nudge, no? Elegaspi. Yes. Right kami. Di sobrang... Gusto ko na maligo talaga. Kasi sobrang... Pawis na pawis ka na. Amoy dugit ka na from, ano, from riding. Eh. Si Nudge, bigla lumabas. Naka-brief lang talaga si Nudge. Naka-brief lang. Sabi ko, ba naman to? Sabi ko, Nudge, maligo ka na nga. Gusto ko nang i-dalit sa siya. Maligo ka na dyan. Maligo ka na, please lang. Sabi ko.
Pare, ganun din yan sa akin. Naka-brief lang.
Naka-brief lang yan. Dapat nga, binidyo ka yan.
Style
eh.
Yun, pare.
Ano yan? Pero alam mo, may magandang binigay sa amin si Sir Raymond na spray. Na para pag, di ba, pag rider.
Oh, meron.
tanggal ng boots, tapos paglagap na pag sa kwarto, baho, di ba? So, i-train mo, effective eh, di ba?
Actually, speaking of, again, this is why we do 2-9 Rider, no? Ang dami natin kaibigan na tumutulong. What are your tips for us? Because we want to go beyond the podcast, no? We shoot a lot of stuff, but we don't have time to edit it. we had this great experience with Moto Clyde in the KTM factory, but how do we do something different, no? How do we create content and add to what we're doing in the podcast? Any thoughts?
Question is, do you have a time to make a content?
Yan, yun ang importante. Time. You need time.
Time next talaga. Question. Yeah. That is a thing. That is a, yeah, the answer is there. If you have a time, you yan, make a content, talaga. You upload every single day for your viewers with your own thoughts. See, when you create a content, make sure that there is no script. There is no chemical at all. Everything should come from your heart. Whatever you speak, you don't have to think. Whatever coming, you really have to speak. If you have that much of guts and time, then you can upload a video every day and people will love you and people will follow you.
Mm-hmm. Totoo yan, totoo. Kaya dun sa pag-vlog talaga, yung content creation, talagang kailangan mo dyan ang time. Yan yung execution mo sa mga videos mo. Kailangan talagang very catchy. And very interesting dapat yung mga contents.
Especially for you guys, you know, for you guys are already 148 episodes and you hear from so many content creators, so many different kind of, you know, sites they came from. And you already have an idea. It's very easy for you to think what you wanted to create in each episode for a content. It's very easy for you. Not like us. Like us, for me, I will just go around. What is my job? When I get start my blog, I start. Hi, guys. From start, I will start. I will show them the location. What are the things I am seeing? That only I show them on my video. For you guys, you already heard from us, heard from so many like us in your 148 week episode. So from that, you can take, you know, little by little, and you can create, you know, content. That will be the epic content you can create. But only you need a time.
Yon. Ikaw, Monch, may dadagdag ka? Tips for 2-9 Rider, for Buck, Mackie, yon. Aris, and myself.
Oh, advice ko lang siguro, if you're going for motovlogging, talagang ang content nyo is pure motovlogging lang. Wala nang ibang
si Buck, ibang habang nag-show tayo, may cooking show pa eh.
Magandang content din yan actually, pero gawa mo sariling page, di ba?
Speaking of paying the bills, GoTime Bank. This is a great digital bank. Why do I love GoTime? GoTime Bank is a great digital bank because I can create multiple savings accounts for whatever it is I want to save for. Right now, I have one for my moto gear, one for my next moto trip. And you guys should download it now. They're a partner of 2-9 Riders. Thank you. GoTime. I have to shoot this again because this didn't come out well. Pero GoTime Bank, guys. Download it. Okay. So before we get to the final, what do we usually do, Maki? Is it the 2-9 Rider definition and then the wheel? Tama, ganun, yeah. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ano yung definition nyo ng 2-9 Rider? Let's start with Nadj. He answered this before, but maybe it's changed. After visiting all of the provinces in across the Philippines, baka iba na yung perspective niya. Nadj, what is your definition of 2-9 Rider?
2-9 Rider? try to keep your limits and you know, sabi ko, tunay na rider. Lahat tayo rider, pero tunay na rider who love about riding and especially with motorcycle. Yan, wala akong masabi.
Passion about riding.
Passion of riding, that is a tunay na rider.
I agree. That is simple and to the point. And lahat tayo dito are passionate about riding. Regardless of what bike, diba? Small, big, riding.
Small, big, any CC. As long as two wheels with the engine, that is, when you ride a two wheels with the engine, that is a rider na. Diba? So, tunay na rider, one of the things you have to understand, tunay na rider, I will call that one, kahit anong motor na gamit mo, kahit na when you see a small bike rider, when you see a big bike rider, walang discrimination. And you feel like he also like me as a rider. That is called tunay na rider. When you see a small bike, when you having a big bike, when you don't look at the small bike rider, it's not a rider. That is not a tunay na rider. No discrimination on the motorcycle riding community. That is called tunay na rider for me.
Agree.
Tomorrow, all right, you know how many bikes are riding with me tomorrow morning?
How many?
Almost maybe 50 of them riding with me, all small bikes.
In Cotabato?
In Cotabato, all small bikes. Wherever I go, I post my page and I am riding tomorrow, who wants to join? So they said, sir, we have only small bike. I said, I love small bike, come with me. And I ride in their speed, their light speed 50. I ride my motorcycle on 50. For me, that is a thing. Don't discriminate.
Hindi na mimili na kasama. No discrimination.
Oh, oh. Yeah, walang discrimination. Kahit na malaki motor mo, end of the day, they also using the two wheels with the engine. That is called tunay na rider.
Yan.
Yan.
Agree. Munch.
Sa akin, definition ko ng tunay na rider, yung ride lang ng ride, hindi na mimili ng destination. Kasi meron mga rider na gusto yung ano lang, coffee ride lang tayo, yung malapit lang. For me kasi, para maging tunay na rider ka, yung you should ride dun sa limit. Ibig sabihin, kahit gaano kalayo yan, pupuntahan mo, explore mo. Hindi yung tipong ano ka lang, dito lang tayo, yung parang paulit-ulit. Yun ang definition ko ng tunay na rider, na kahit umuulan, tuloy-tuloy, kahit mainit, ride lang. Meron kasi, may mga friends din kasi ako na ano eh, gusto yung malapit lang. Yung gusto, hindi sila nainitan eh. Hindi pwedeng ganun sa pagra-ride. Siyempre kasama yan, ang ulan. Ha?
Ba't ka pa ng motor kung ayaw mo sa init at saka
sa yun, yun nga.
Parang pinariringgan mo kami ah.
Hindi ah. Ayun, yun lang ang definition ko ng tunay na rider. Yung hindi siya namimili. Yung walang arte, walang... Hindi namimili kung saan kakain.
Hop, makasanad!
Go! Baka
maban kami.
Yun. So yun may definition of a tunay na rider.
Pero yung tunay na rider natin sa lahat ng delivery guys, they are the tunay na rider talaga.
Yes, oo. The experience
all
nila lahat.
All the delivery boys, I salute because kahit na mainit, kahit na ulan, they are on the street, they are riding. That's we call the tunay na rider. Kahit na hanap buhay, end of the day, rider din sila. They are the tunay na rider. Para sa akin.
Yun. All right.
Mainitan lagi yan, di ba? Mm.
Again, thanks, Naj. Thanks, Munch, for being on Tunay na Rider.
Thank you. Thank you, brothers.
Words of wisdom, pare.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for inviting. It's an honor and with the mga malupit. So, see you guys in Sambuanga Saturday. I will be in Sambuanga.
Sagot mo?
See you!
See you guys.
Oh, Munch, wow.
Ayun, thank you. Thank you, Tunay na Rider, for inviting. It's a pleasure to be here and sa mga taga Surigao sa Madrid, pupunta po tayo dyan to attend the Madrid Loop with Team Q815. So pwede ba magpa-shout out?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, sige. O sige, before ano no, paalam pa shout out ko muna si of course yung family ko for supporting. And Angeli Helmet PH, Q815, FJ Moto, and sa mga brads ko sa Mason. Mabuhay ang mga sinarya. Yan lang. Thank you.
Ikaw na, yung mga shout-out ka rin.
Shout-out daw.
Yeah, shout-out sa inyo lahat na mga viewers ko, mga followers ko. I will be roaming around all over the Philippines. And I'll see you soon, all the places.
All right, and that's our show. Thanks, Naj. Thanks, Monch.
Thank you, thank you.
Bak, padala mo na yung pagkain
next dito.
Ah, next week, sorry. Our
luto
guest
na, luto na.
Next week.
Luto na, pulutan.
Next week, we have group riding tips with Motor Clyde. And that's May 11, 8 p.m., 2-9 Rider, Thursday nights. And after that, we have 2-9 Rider First Aid with our good buddy, Johnny Uy, and Alex Deacon of lifeline.com.ph. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. And I think after that, we have Moto Maniniyot with Buhay Rider and a whole bunch of other mga shooters natin there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, thank you.
All right.
Ride safe.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Si Lyle ba ang namamahala nun? Congrats.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.